those things. Find praiseworthy things, spiritually excellent things, things that honor God. One other practical thing. Cultivate loving the Lord. Cultivate loving the Lord. I would say from my human viewpoint, the single greatest influence on my life through the years has been my study of Jesus Christ. Whether Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and I spent nearly 9 years teaching Matthew. And then when I did that, I went back and wrote commentary on it. Then I went back again and wrote the notes in the study Bible on it. So I've been through Matthew, maybe 10 or 11 years of Matthew. I spent several years going through the Gospel of John. I'm now going through the Gospel of Luke, and I've been, a couple of years doing that. I went through the book of Hebrews, which exalts Jesus Christ in absolutely overwhelming and magnificent ways. I've gone through the book of Colossians several times in my life, and that too is an exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the most glorious experiences I've had is twice to go through the book of Revelation, to teach it twice and completely, and then to write 2-volume commentary on the book of Revelation as well. I suppose if you added up the 35 years of ministry, maybe 25 of those years, I have been dealing pretty directly with Jesus Christ. And in the rest of the epistles, like the book of Romans, you're dealing indirectly, and Galatians indirectly, and Thessalonian epistles, and the other epistles as well. But I really believe the single greatest contributor to the way my spiritual inner man functions is my love for Jesus Christ. Every passage, and I don't know if you detect this if you hear me preach on the Gospels, I literally find myself thrilled at the process of learning more about Jesus Christ. Every passage in the Gospels, now of course in Luke, every passage just unfolds His beauty and His majesty and His glory. And I mean, it's taken me to a point where more than most people by far, because I mean, who does this? You know, normal people don't spend their whole life studying all week long for decades, so they don't have the opportunity to go as deeply into the things of Christ as I do. But I will tell you this, that the most controlling feature of my life is the love that I have for Jesus Christ. And it's not some sentimental thing. It's not some schmaltzy kind of weepy thing induced by some emotion.